share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A 3-year-old boy died after being left in a car for 4 hours without ventilation by his kindergarten principal in Taman Ria yesterday, the 16th of March. The child was confirmed dead while on his way from the kindergarten to Sultan Abdul Halim Hospital, HSAH, reported Harian Metro. According to Kuala Muda District Police Chief, Assistant Commissioner Adzli Abu Shah, the incident took place at about 7:45 a.m. when the kindergarten principal picked the boy up from his house in Taman Ria. The boy, who was in good health, was sitting in the back seat during the journey. The principal, 49, had also picked up another 5-year-old student and placed him in the front passenger seat. Upon reaching the front of the kindergarten, one of the teachers took the student who was in the front passenger seat and brought him inside the kindergarten. The principal then parked the car outside the kindergarten and turned off the engine. After the investigation, Adzli said that the victim was in the car with no ventilation as the doors and windows were closed. He said the boy was believed to be in the car from 8 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. The situation was only realized at 12:15 p.m. when the principal wanted to send the victim home, but found that he was not in the classroom, he said. The class teacher said that the victim was not present at school, urging the principal to head towards her car parked on the roadside where she found the victim lying unconscious. The principal called an ambulance and performed CPR on the victim, but the victim did not regain consciousness. He was then taken to the hospital by ambulance but was declared dead upon arrival at the hospital. No external injuries were found. The Contingent Police Headquarters, IPK, forensic team was called for sampling and was able to get a swab sample on the back passenger seat, Adzli said. The body was sent to the forensic department, Sultana Bahia Hospital, HSB, in Alor Sitar for autopsy. The boy had been attending the kindergarten for almost a year and was taken care of by a babysitter there. Before the movement control order, MCO, the principal would take the boy from his parents' house to the kindergarten from Sunday to Thursday. After the MCO, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the principal would pick and send the victim while his mother would send him to the kindergarten on other days. The principal has since been arrested to assist in investigations while the keys to her Proton Waja car were confiscated, reported Sinar Harian. The case will be investigated under Section 31(1)(a) of the Children Act 2001. Also read, two women in Penang die from suffocation after sleeping in the car with engine and aircon turned on. Source. Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis, Facebook Source. Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis, Facebook Source. Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis, Facebook Source. Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis, Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.